Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. We're finishing up today on our last day talking about fasting. We'll be focusing in on Acts chapter 13, verses 2 and 3. All right, today, looking at that moment in Scripture, a pivotal moment in the early church. Right. It says, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. Right. This passage beautifully connects fasting with the launching of God's mission. Right here, the leaders in Antioch weren't just going through the motions. They were deeply engaged in worship and intentional fasting, seeking to hear from God. Right, and it was in this posture of humble dependence and heightened spiritual sensitivity the Holy Spirit spoke clearly, calling out Barnabas and Saul for missionary work. Right, and it demonstrates for us that fasting isn't just for our personal spiritual growth, as we explored with Isaiah 58 and Matthew 6, but fasting also has a profound implications for discernment and obedience in the corporate life of the church, in addition to our individual callings. Right? For the early church, their fasting wasn't about manipulation. It was about creating space for God's voice to be heard, prioritizing His will above their own plans. It underscores the truth that dependence on God, often intensified through fasting, is essential for truly understanding and participating in His kingdom work. For our personal practice, this means fasting can be a powerful tool when seeking God's direction, whether for major life decisions, ministry opportunities, or discerning how to respond to specific needs in the world. It aligns with our hearts with His, preparing us to hear and obey His leading for His mission. Let me share just a few aspects of how we can pray in fasting for very specific things. Here's the first one. We can fast for discernment, right? Pray for clear guidance from the Holy Spirit in areas where you need direction, asking God to speak plainly as you humble yourself before Him, just as He did for the Antioch church. You can fast and pray for God's mission. Right, interceding for the global mission of the church, asking God to raise up and send out more laborers into the harvest, and to and for clarity on your own role in this mission, whether locally or globally. You can fast and pray for obedience, praying for a spirit of radical obedience, that you would respond promptly and courageously when God reveals His will, even if it's challenging or requires stepping out in faith. Pray and fast for spiritual sensitivity, asking God to sharpen and strengthen your spiritual senses, helping you to recognize the prompting of the Holy Spirit, to recognize His voice, discerning it from voices of others in your daily life, in your times in prayer. And finally, you can fast and pray for others in ministry. Pray for those in full-time ministry serving in many different capacities. Right, that they would be continually sustained and guided by the Holy Spirit as they fulfill their calling. Friends, thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. If you've got more questions about fasting, I'd encourage you, send an email to your teaching pastor or one of your campus life pastors. They'd love to continue a conversation about what this might look like as a regular rhythm in your life. Thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back here on Monday.